Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. But I believe we're joined by our pal Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback.
Smooty Flakes.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing,
Mr.
Man?
Smoot. All right, we're doing great. Let's get right to it. What is up with your boy?
Who? Which boy?
Manny Forbes.
Oh, Manny Forbes.
What is up? Come on, tell me. You know more than me. I've been for a year and a half trying to stand up for the guy, and I don't know how to defend it.
Fred, let me ask you a question. In your career, did you ever have two personal fouls on the same play?
I don't think so, but I've been humiliated on national TV many times.
Yeah.
It comes with the position of cornerback. It's a very humbling position. It's like being in a batter's box in baseball. If I go 3-for-10, I could be an all-star. So it's a position of failure. And y'all show up on this Monday, and y'all got to change it from Misery Monday, maybe to Reality Monday. Y'all show up and y'all go paralysis by over-analysis. The one thing I could say he did yesterday was when he did get beat, it was some sticky coverage, and I can give Tampa Bay all the props. They did a good job because they know one thing about Chris Godwin. He's very good inside, but when you put him outside, he cannot get off the press. So anytime they want to get him the ball, they put him in motion to make sure the guy that was on him could not press him. And Baker Mayfield killed us by a 1,000 paper cuts. It wasn't that he was pushing it down the field. He made the right throw at the right time, and he bent those zones, and he bent those that man-to-man to his wheel. So that really wasn't a Manny Forbes problem. It was the fact that, let's keep it real, fellas, 70% of this defense hasn't played together. Yesterday was the first day of a new era. Yesterday was the first start of anything we're trying to build. They look like a boy band that got together on Monday. They look like they haven't played together, and you flipped that page to Tampa. They went to the playoffs last year. Baker re-signed. Tristan's worth one of the best tackles in football. You look on the defensive side, Vita Vea. You look at Antoine Winfield. This is a team that's been together. So you're talking about cohesiveness versus new team, and that's what we got.
By the way, how do you slow down Mike Evans? I mean, you played corner in the league for years. I mean, that guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, catches two touchdowns. You know, St. Juice looked like he had decent coverage on the first one, even though he's a little handsy there, but you have to be with a target that big. Like, how do you slow down Mike Evans if you're a corner?
You start by simply getting on the knee and you start to pray before the game. You also have to beat them on paper. You have to beat them with the pen when it comes to a Mike Evans, because with him being as tall as he is and as rangy as he is, you can throw 50-50 balls to him. He's a bad ball catcher. It don't matter where you put it up at. And I would thought St. Juice would have been the match that you want to see on him. But the one thing that St. Juice lacks that you would want him to do to be a complete corner is ball skills, because he's never out of position. It's just he never tries to track the ball. The ball in the end zone, if he would have turned his head slightly, he could have either knocked that ball down or picked that ball off. But then I knew something was going to happen when he missed that interception. Anytime a missed turnover, an opportunity happens, something that the offense will capitalize.
Well, do you think this is going to be an issue all season?
I don't. I think the more and more they play together, the more and more they troubleshoot together, the more they get a chance to go rep to rep. And the one thing that killed us yesterday was third down. We were awful on third down. And that didn't give the offense a chance to get the ball moving. You got to realize, we had the ball in the first half for 10 minutes and 48 seconds. The offense only had 21 plays. We didn't get this team to punt to the third quarter. Our special teams stunk. All right, the one thing you cannot do with a young quarterback is push the ball down the field and don't get any points away from it. So if we can take anything good away from it, we went to a playoff team's house. We battled them for 3.5 quarters, and we did this with a new group of guys. So I'm not as down as everybody else, because I'm a reality guy. I know what clock we are on compared to some other teams.
All right, but isn't the reality, Fred, that the defense that finished 32nd overall last year is under-talented?
We couldn't fix this house in 1 year. Like, it's not Tristan Ware. It's not tackles dropping out of the sky. It's not pass rushers. No Michael Parsons. If it was 10 of those out there, all the teams would have them. Like, we're starting to collect and build. And you can't fix everything. I thought we fixed the linebacker position. I think Lubu showed up yesterday. Wagner showed up yesterday. But we cannot fix everything. And they're going to get better. That's what I'm saying. They're going to get better. And we need to believe that.
He said he thought Luvu showed up yesterday.
I didn't see Luvu.
I didn't see him do anything.
Where did you see him? Did he play another game?
Let me ask you something. What were you prepared? What's a good game and what's a bad game to y'all? Is it all about win?
No. Maybe as a defense, forced three punts, they forced one.
Not allow. Here you go, Freddie. Not allowing the team to score on 7 of their first 8 possessions.
I think that's.
I cannot take up for a defense that did not show up yesterday. Uh-huh. All right? They did not show up on the road. And they lost to a talented offense. I just called out a couple of Pro Bowlers. And maybe y'all looked at Tampa as a team that wasn't as good as they are. Y'all didn't give them the fact that they've been together so long. That y'all didn't give them any props about what they were. And we had to take a young team on the road for the first game of the year. And we did not. Did not go out there and give our best ball. Like, I agree with y'all on that. But I can say this. This is the beginning. This is just the start. This is not the complete this. You don't want the beginning of your era to come in and your team is already complete. We all don't get better day by day.
Here's the thing, Fred. I actually can make the argument. You guys can mock me, and my colleagues often do.
Yeah, I know they do.
And we will.
But cakes. We and my buddy JP is so upset that like our ends didn't get pressure and everything, but our interior of the line, I'm very disappointed in it. I feel like we were gutted in the middle there, but they pressured Baker like 10. I think Pro Football Focus has 10 pressures, and he escaped like a magician out of there 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. That if we sack him, let's say 3 of those times, those drives likely end in punts, and we have a different football game. I'm not saying we're going to win that game. They were better. But there are some bright spots. We did get some pressure. It didn't come from the ends, per se, and they didn't tackle well and close the deal, but they were right there a bunch of times.
Thank you. You are a God's blessing to football.
Thank you.
My friend. You was watching the same flash screen that I was watching. They just didn't complete them.
Right.
Like they had Baker in the backfield five or six times,
right,
and Baker got out of there. Like, and all props to Baker. Like,
yes.
It's just something about finding a home and being wanted and being comfortable and playing football. That's what Baker's done. You're right, John Allen missed two sacks yesterday. Lawrence even got it right. We had a couple of people touch the quarterback for him to come out of there and get 10 yards down the field, or push the ball down the field, or rush down the field. So, yes, they were disrupted, but they did not complete the task. They did not finish the tackle, and that was the only problem. And you can't do that on the road. You cannot not complete the sack, not get any turnovers, and not give your quarterback, your young quarterback, a short field to make some plays and give him a chance to actually go out there and show people what he can do.
What do you make of Kingsbury's offense? Because I'll admit I'm no X's and O's guy, and it seems like, but that offense was pretty friggin' boring. I didn't see any creativity. And Jaden, God bless Jaden, he made the game exciting for me. But like, I don't know, man. Can he scheme guys open? You can say what you want about Jay as a head coach. Jay schemed guys open. Can he scheme guys open?
Oh, most definitely can scheme guys open, but like I said, you're going on the road with a rookie quarterback. You really want to run high tempo. You really want to speed up the pace, but you can't because of the crowd noise. You really want to do some things that you can't, not just put it all on this play at one time, which I understand that. This offense has to grow. You won't see the complete offense maybe the week 10 or week 11. So in that way, you have to be patient with the quarterback like you got to be patient with the offensive coordinator. Putting too much on his plate is paralyzing him also. So I thought game plan, I thought was good. I just thought, you know, the one thing I really thought, like, Terry would be one of those guys that they'll go to early and often, but I also know why they didn't do that, because forcing the ball to Terry also gives them a chance to turn the ball over, which James Daniels did not turn the ball over yesterday. But I don't know if y'all waiting on all this pizzazz and stuff, but we on the life clock of James Daniels. That's all they care about. We're not going to throw everything in his lap in week one. It's impossible.
Right. I do believe that. I do believe Cliff's idea, and they talked about it. I'm sure they talked about it in the meetings with the broadcasters, was to break him in slowly.
Yes. Yes. You have to do that with a quarterback. I'm sorry. You have to spoon feed him. You know what? I think C.J. Stroud has just he's messed everything up. He thinks everybody thinks rookie's going to come in and do a C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is in the matrix. He was an anomaly. He's Neo. Like, it was only one of him. Nobody else has came into the NFL and done what he did. So it's one of them things we have to be patient, but we're not used to quarterbacks. Right? Watch the franchise. We're not used to quarterbacks, and we're not used to nurturing them. The one thing about Green Bay knows how to nurture and develop a quarterback. We need to start to take from them and understand if you don't have patience, you don't have a chance.
I got to go back to your Forbes analysis because I can't even remember what you said. Why is he
defended him.
I know. Why is he good? What does he do well? Why is there a future for him? What is he good at?
He's good at basically getting the ball back. He's a ball magnet, all right? I know he hasn't been doing that. The one thing I can equate to this to is having the yips in baseball. Just because I can't hit the ball in June don't mean I can't come back and hit the ball in August. It's one of them things where he's one play away from getting his swag back. He's one interception away from being what we want him to be. You know, when things start to avalanche on you, especially at the cornerback position, especially when you're telling me I'm going to go into a game, and that's what I think he needs to really figure out, what he's going to give and what he's going to take. Because when you go out there and you're playing against some of the best athletes in the world and you're doing your job going backwards, you need to understand you cannot stop the whole route tree. But I can stop what you really want to do. And I think that's what he needs to get better at. But he's never really out of place. The one thing he's not doing that he did in college at a high level is finishing plays. If he starts to finish his plays, he will be everything he wanted to be. But right now, he's the one that everybody's sucking on. When I don't think St. Just didn't play well yesterday, it's a lot of corners and a lot of safeties did not play well yesterday.
All right, Fred, you make good points about how this is a building process. Okay, but you know how Commanders fans are. They, you know, they hear this hype in preseason about Daniels. They see what he did, and even though he was only on the field 5 minutes, and they think, all right, we can compete for a division or a wild card. But I get it. It's a building process. I think you have to judge not only Daniels but the entire coaching staff in year three. That's the blueprint. That's the window for me. But this week you're playing a bad team. All right, Daniel Jones is not good. He's proven that over the last 4 years. The Giants were embarrassed yesterday. Their coach is on the hot seat. Their GM's on the hot seat. So what do you think will change offensively for Washington? Because you can't just run Daniels 16 times a game.
No, you won't. But you also will be playing at home for the first time of the year. So that when he's on the field, he won't have to deal with the crowd noise. You can't put more install and more things into the playbook. And like you say, well, I can say this. The Giants are not a great team, but Daniel Jones seems to play well at FedEx Field. So that scares me in a way to the point that he's so damn comfortable that he's not worried about anything. So that's the first thing we need to change. We need to make Daniel Jones uncomfortable. And this is the measuring stick, not the playoff team. It's can you win in a division? Can we get over this giant slump? And can we get over this giant hump that we haven't been able to get over for years? So, yes, this is the marriage stick, but don't forget, they do have Dexter Lawrence and Thibodeau and Brian Burns. So this offensive line will be tested when it comes to the pass rush. But if you really want to tire those guys out, then you don't have to go vertical. You need to beat them horizontally and make them run and chase until you tire them out and then run the ball at them. So I think they'll have a unique game plan for the Giants. But also, this is the real measuring stick, if you ask me. Can you win inside the division? Are you going to get over that hump? And can you beat a team that most people would say you're supposed to beat?
All right, Fred, good stuff. Always fun talking to you.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
That's Fred Smoot coming up next. Give you a chance to win some tickets to HF Festival. And we have our Honda Huddle here on The Fan. Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. But I believe we're joined by our pal Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback.
Smooty Flakes.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing,
Mr.
Man?
Smoot.
All right, we're doing great. Let's get right to it. What is up with your boy?
Who?
Which boy? Manny Forbes.
Oh, Manny Forbes.
What is up? Come on, tell me. You know more than me. I've been for a year and a half trying to stand up for the guy, and I don't know how to defend it.
Fred, let me ask you a question. In your career, did you ever have two personal fouls on the same play?
I don't think so, but I've been humiliated on national TV many times.
Yeah.
It comes with the position of cornerback. It's a very humbling position. It's like being in a batter's box in baseball. If I go 3-for-10, I could be an all-star. So it's a position of failure. And y'all show up on this Monday, and y'all got to change it from Misery Monday, maybe to Reality Monday. Y'all show up and y'all go paralysis by over-analysis. The one thing I can say he did yesterday was when he did get beat, it was some sticky coverage, and I can give Tampa Bay all the props. They did a good job because they know one thing about Chris Godwin. He's very good inside, but when you put him outside, he cannot get off the press. So anytime they want to get him the ball, they put him in motion to make sure the guy that was on him could not press him. And Baker Mayfield killed us by a thousand paper cuts. It wasn't that he was pushing it down the field. He made the right throw at the right time, and he bent those zones, and he bent those that man-to-man to his wheel. So this really wasn't a Manny Forbes problem. It was the fact that, let's keep it real, fellas, 70% of this defense hasn't played together. Yesterday was the first day of a new era. Yesterday was the first start of everything we're trying to build. They look like a boy band that got together on Monday. They look like they haven't played together, and you flip that page to Tampa. They went to the playoffs last year. Baker re-signed. Tristan's one of the best tackles in football. You look on the defensive side, Vita Vea. You look at Antoine Winfield. This is a team that's been together, so you're talking about cohesiveness versus new team, and that's what we got.
How do you slow down Mike Evans? I mean, you played corner in the league for years. I mean, that guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, catches two touchdowns. You know, St. Juice looked like he had decent coverage on the first one, even though he's a little handsy there, but you have to be with a target that big. Like, how do you slow down Mike Evans if you're a corner?
You start by simply getting on the knee and you start to pray before the game. You also have to beat them on paper. You have to beat them with the pen when it comes to a Mike Evans, because with him being as tall as he is and as rangy as he is, you can throw 50-50 balls to him. He's a bad ball catcher. It don't matter where you put it up at. And I would thought St. Juice would have been the match that you want to see on him. But the one thing that St. Juice lacks that you would want him to do to be a complete corner is ball skills, because he's never out of position. It's just he never tries to track the ball. The ball in the end zone, if he would have turned his head slightly, he could have either knocked that ball down or picked that ball off. But then I knew something was going to happen when he missed that interception. Anytime a missed turnover, an opportunity happens, something that the offense will capitalize.
Well, do you think this is going to be an issue all season?
I don't. I think the more and more they play together, the more and more they troubleshoot together, the more they get a chance to go rep for rep. And the one thing that killed us yesterday was third down. We were awful on third down. And that didn't give the offense a chance to get the ball moving. You got to realize, we had the ball in the first half for 10 minutes and 48 seconds. The offense only had 21 plays. We didn't get this team to punt to the third quarter. Our special teams stunk. All right, the one thing you cannot do with a young quarterback is push the ball down the field and don't get any points away from it. So if we can take anything good away from it, we went to a playoff team's house, we battled them for 3.5 quarters, and we did this with a new group of guys. So I'm not as down as everybody else, because I'm a reality guy. I know what clock we are on compared to some other teams.
All right, but isn't the reality, Fred, that the defense that finished 32nd overall last year is under-talented?
We couldn't fix this house in 1 year. Like, it's not Tristan Wirfs. It's not tackles dropping out of the sky. It's not pass rushers. No Michael Parsons. If it was 10 of those out there, all the teams would have them. Like, we're starting to collect and build, and you can't fix everything. I thought we fixed the linebacker position. I think Lugo showed up yesterday. Wagner showed up yesterday. But we cannot fix everything, and they're going to get better. That's what I'm saying. They're going to get better, and we need to believe that.
He said he thought Luvu showed up yesterday.
I didn't see Luvu.
I didn't see him do anything.
Where'd you see him? Did he play another game?
Let me ask you something. What were you prepared? What was a good game and what's a bad game to y'all? Is it all about win?
No. Maybe as a defense forced three punts, they forced one.
Here you go, Freddie. Not allowing the team to score on 7 of their first 8 possessions.
I think that's...
I cannot take up for a defense that did not show up yesterday. Uh-huh. All right? They did not show up on the road. And they lost to a talented offense. I just called out a couple of Pro Bowlers. And maybe y'all looked at Tampa as a team that wasn't as good as they are. Y'all didn't give them the fact that they've been together so long. That y'all didn't give them any props about what they were. And we had to take a young team on the road for the first game of the year. And we did not. Go out there and give our best ball. Like, I agree with y'all on that. But I can say this. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. This is just the start. This is not the complete this. You don't want the beginning of your era to come in and your team is already complete. We all don't get better day by day.
Here's the thing, Fred. I actually can make the argument. You guys can mock me, and my colleagues often do.
I know they do.
And we
I
will. Know they do. And we will.
But... Cakes. We and my buddy JP is so upset that like our ends didn't get pressure and everything, but our interior of the line, I'm very disappointed in it. I feel like we were gutted in the middle there, but they pressured Baker like 10. I think Pro Football Focus has 10 pressures, and he escaped like a magician out of there 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. That if we sack him, let's say 3 of those times, those drives likely end in punts, and we have a different football game. I'm not saying we're going to win that game. They were better. But there are some bright spots. We did get some pressure. It didn't come from the ends per se, and they didn't tackle well and close the deal, but they were right there a bunch of times.
Thank you. You are a God's blessing to football.
Thank you.
My friend. You was watching the same flash screen that I was watching. They just didn't complete them.
Right.
Like, they had Baker in the backfield 5 or 6 times,
right,
and Baker got out of there. Like, it all close to Baker.
Yes.
Like, it's something about finding a home and being wanted and being comfortable and playing football. That's what Baker's done. You're right, John Allen missed two sacks yesterday. Lawrence even got it right. We had a couple of people touch the quarterback for him to come out of there and get 10 yards down the field, or push the ball down the field, or rush down the field. So, yes, they were disrupted, but they did not complete the task. They did not finish the tackle, and that was the only problem. And you can't do that on the road. You cannot not complete the sack, not get any turnovers, and not give your quarterback, your young quarterback, a short field to make some plays and give him a chance to actually go out there and show people what he can do.
What do you make of Kingsbury's offense? Because I'll admit I'm no X's and O's guy, and it seems like, but that offense was pretty freaking boring. I didn't see any creativity. And Jaden, God bless Jaden, he made the game exciting for me. But like, I don't know, man. Can he scheme guys open? You can say what you want about Jay as a head coach. Jay schemed guys open. Can he scheme guys open?
Oh, most definitely can scheme guys open. But like I said, you're going on the road with a rookie quarterback. You really want to run high tempo. You really want to speed up the pace, but you can't because of the crowd noise. You really want to do some things that you can't, not just put it all on this plate at one time, which I understand that. This offense has to grow. You won't see the complete offense maybe the week 10 or week 11. So in that way, you have to be patient with the quarterback like you got to be patient with the offensive coordinator. Putting too much on his plate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's paralyzing him also. So I thought game plan I thought was good. I just thought, you know, the one thing I really thought, like, Terry would be one of those guys that they'll go to early and often, but I also know why they didn't do that, because forcing the ball to Terry also gives them a chance to turn the ball over, which James Daniels did not turn the ball over yesterday. But I don't know if y'all waiting on all this pizzazz and stuff, but we on the life clock of James Daniels. That's all they care about. We're not going to throw everything in his lap
right
in week one. It's impossible.
Right. I do believe that. I do believe Cliff's idea, and they talked about it. I'm sure they talked about it in the meetings with the broadcasters, was to break him in slowly.
Yes. Yes, you have to do that with a quarterback. I'm sorry, you have to spoon feed him. You know what? I think C.J. Stroud has just he's messed everything up. Everybody thinks rookie's going to come in and do a C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is in the matrix. He was an anomaly. Mm-hmm. He's Neo. Like, it was only one of him. Nobody else has came into the NFL and done what he did. So it's one of them things we have to be patient, but we're not used to quarterbacks. Right? Watch the franchise. We're not used to quarterbacks, and we're not used to nurturing them. The one thing about Green Bay knows how to nurture and develop a quarterback. We need to start to take from them and understand if you don't have patience, you don't have a chance.
I got to go back to your Forbes analysis because I can't even remember what you said.
He defended him.
I know. Why is he good? What does he do well? Why is there a future for him? What is he good at?
He's good at basically getting the ball back. He's a ball magnet, all right? I know he hasn't been doing that. The one thing I can equate this to is having the yips in baseball. Just because I can't hit the ball in June don't mean I can't come back and hit the ball in August. It's one of the things where he's one play away from getting his swag back. He's one interception away from being what we want him to be. You know, when things start to avalanche on you, especially at the cornerback position, especially when you're telling me I'm going to go into a game, and that's what I think he needs to really figure out, what he's going to give and what he's going to take. Because when you go out there and you're playing against some of the best athletes in the world and you're doing your job going backwards, you need to understand you cannot stop the whole route tree. But I can stop what you really want to do. And I think that's what he needs to get better at. But he's never really out of place. The one thing he's not doing that he did in college at a high level is finishing plays. If he starts to finish his plays, he will be everything he wanted to be. But right now, he's the one that everybody's sucking on. When I don't think St. Juice didn't play well yesterday, it's a lot of corners and a lot of safeties did not play well yesterday.
All right, Fred, you make good points about how this is a building process. Okay, but you know how Commanders fans are. They, you know, they hear this hype in preseason about Daniels. They see what he did, and even though he was only on the field 5 minutes, and they think, all right, we can compete for a division or a wild card. But I get it. It's a building process. I think you have to judge not only Daniels but the entire coaching staff in year three. That's the blueprint. That's the window for me. But this week you're playing a bad team. All right. Daniel Jones is not good. He's proven that over the last 4 years. The Giants were embarrassed yesterday. Their coach is on the hot seat. Their GM's on the hot seat. So what do you think will change offensively for Washington? Because you can't just run Daniels 16 times a game.
No, you won't. But you also will be playing at home for the first time of the year. So that when he's on the field, he won't have to deal with the crowd noise. You can't put more install and more things into the playbook. And like you say, well, I can say this. The Giants are not a great team, but Daniel Jones seems to play well at FedEx Field. So that scares me in a way to the point that he's so damn comfortable that he's not worried about anything. So that's the first thing we need to change. We need to make Daniel Jones uncomfortable. And this is the measuring stick, not the playoff team. It's can you win in a division? Can we get over this giant slump? And can we get over this giant hump that we haven't been able to get over for years? So, yes, this is the man's stick, but don't forget, they do have Dexter Lawrence and Thibodeau and Brian Burns. So this offensive line will be tested when it comes to the pass rush. But if you really want to tire those guys out, then you don't have to go vertical. You need to beat them horizontally and make them run and chase until you tire them out and then run the ball at them. So I think they'll have a unique game plan for the Giants. But also, this is the real measuring stick, if you ask me. Can you win inside the division? Are you going to get over that hump? And can you beat a team that most people would say you're supposed to beat?
All right, Fred. Good stuff. Always fun talking to you.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
That's Fred
Smoot coming up next. Give you a chance to win some tickets to HF Festival. And we have our Honda Huddle here on The Fan. Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. But I believe we're joined by our pal Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback.
Smooty Flakes.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing,
Mr.
Man?
Smoot.
All right, we're doing great. Let's get right to it. What is up with your boy?
Who? Which boy?
Manny Forbes.
Oh, Manny Forbes.
What is up? Come on, tell me. You know more than me. I've been for a year and a half trying to stand up for the guy, and I don't know how to defend it.
Fred, let me ask you a question. In your career, did you ever have two personal fouls on the same play?
I don't think so, but I've been humiliated on national TV many times.
Yeah.
It comes with the position of cornerback. It's a very humbling position. It's like being in a batter's box in baseball. If I go 3-for-10, I could be an all-star. So it's a position of failure. And y'all show up on this Monday, and y'all got to change it from Misery Monday, maybe to Reality Monday. Y'all show up and y'all go paralysis by over-analysis. The one thing I could say he did yesterday was when he did get beat, it was some sticky coverage, and I can give Tampa Bay all the props. They did a good job because they know one thing about Chris Godwin. He's very good inside, but when you put him outside, he cannot get off the press. So anytime they want to get him the ball, they put him in motion to make sure the guy that was on him could not press him. And Baker Mayfield killed us by a 1,000 paper cuts. It wasn't that he was pushing it down the field. He made the right throw at the right time, and he bent those zones, and he bent those that man-to-man to his wheel. So that really wasn't a Manny Forbes problem. It was the fact that, let's keep it real, fellas, 70% of this defense hasn't played together. Yesterday was the first day of a new era. Yesterday was the first start of anything we're trying to build. They look like a boy band that got together on Monday. They look like they haven't played together, and you flip that page to Tampa. They went to the playoffs last year. Baker re-signed. Tristan's one of the best tackles in football. You look on the defensive side, Vita Vea. You look at Antoine Winfield. This is a team that's been together, so you're talking about cohesiveness versus new team, and that's what we got.
How do you slow down Mike Evans? I mean, you played corner in the league for years. I mean, that guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, catches 2 touchdowns. You know, St. Juice looked like he had decent coverage on the first one, even though he's a little handsy there, but you have to be with a target that big. How do you slow down Mike Evans if you're a corner?
You start by simply getting on the knee and you start to pray before the game. You also have to beat them on paper. You have to beat them with the pen when it comes to a Mike Evans, because with him being as tall as he is and as rangy as he is, you can throw 50-50 balls to him. He's a bad ball catcher. It don't matter where you put it up at. And I would thought St. Juice would have been the match that you want to see on him. But the one thing that St. Juice lacks that you would want him to do to be a complete corner is ball skills, because he's never out of position. It's just he never tries to track the ball. The ball in the end zone, if he would have turned his head slightly, he could have either knocked that ball down or picked that ball off. But then I knew something was going to happen when he missed that interception. Anytime a missed turnover, an opportunity happens, something that the offense will capitalize.
Well, do you think this is going to be an issue all season?
I don't. I think the more and more they play together, the more and more they troubleshoot together, the more they get a chance to go rep to rep. And the one thing that killed us yesterday was third down. We were awful on third down, and that didn't give the offense a chance to get the ball moving. You got to realize, we had the ball in the first half for 10 minutes and 48 seconds. The offense only had 21 plays. We didn't get this team to punt to the third quarter. Our special teams stunk, all right? The one thing you cannot do with a young quarterback is push the ball down the field and don't get any points away from it. So if we can take anything good away from it, we went to a playoff team's house. We battled them for 3.5 quarters, and we did this with a new group of guys. So I'm not as down as everybody else, because I'm more of a I'm I'm a reality guy. I know what clock we are on compared to some other teams.
All right, but isn't the reality, Fred, that the defense that finished 32nd overall last year is under-talented?
We couldn't fix this. We couldn't fix this house in 1 year. Like, it's not Tristan. Where it's not tackles dropping out of the sky. It's not pass rushes. No Michael Parsons. If it was 10 of those out there, all the teams would have them. Like, we're starting to collect and build, and you can't fix everything. I thought we fixed the linebacker position. I think Lubu showed up yesterday. Wagner showed up yesterday. But we cannot fix everything, and they're going to get better. That's what I'm saying. They're going to get better, and we need to believe that.
He said he thought Luvu showed up yesterday.
I didn't see Luvu.
I didn't see him do anything.
Where did you see him? Did he play another game?
Let me ask you something. What were you prepared? What's a good game and what's a bad game to y'all? Is it all about win?
No. Maybe as a defense forced three punts, they forced one.
Not allow. Here you go, Freddie. Not allowing the team to score on 7 of their first 8 possessions.
I think that's.
I cannot take up for a defense that did not show up yesterday. Uh-huh. All right? They did not show up on the road. And they lost to a talented offense. I just called out a couple of Pro Bowlers. And maybe y'all looked at Tampa as a team that wasn't as good as they are. Y'all didn't give them the fact that they've been together so long. That y'all didn't give them any props about what they were. And we had to take a young team on the road for the first game of the year and – We did not go out there and give our best ball. Like, I agree with y'all on that. But I can say this. This is the beginning. This is just the start. This is not the complete this. You don't want the beginning of your era to come in and your team is already complete. We all don't get better day by day.
Here's the thing, Fred. I actually can make the argument. You guys can mock me, and my colleagues often do.
Yeah, I know they do.
And we will.
But... Cakes. We and my buddy JP is so upset that like our ends didn't get pressure and everything, but our interior of the line, I'm very disappointed in it. I feel like we were gutted in the middle there, but they pressured Baker like 10. I think Pro Football Focus has 10 pressures, and he escaped like a magician out of there 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. That if we sack him, let's say 3 of those times, those drives likely end in punts, and we have a different football game. I'm not saying we're going to win that game. They were better. But there are some bright spots. We did get some pressure. It didn't come from the ends per se, and they didn't tackle well and close the deal, but they were right there a bunch of times.
Thank you. You are a God's blessing to football.
Thank you.
My friend. You was watching the same flash screen that I was watching. They just didn't complete them.
Right.
Like, they had Baker in the backfield 5 or 6 times,
right,
and Baker got out of there. Like, and all props to Baker. Like,
yes.
It's something about finding a home and being wanted and being comfortable and playing football. That's what Baker's done. You're right, John Allen missed 2 sacks yesterday. Lawrence even got it. Like, we had a couple of people touch the quarterback for him to come out of there and get 10 yards down the field, or push the ball down the field, or rush down the field. So, yes, they were disrupted, but they did not complete the task. They did not finish the tackle, and that was the only problem. And you can't do that on the road. You cannot not complete the sack, not get any turnovers, and not give your quarterback, your young quarterback, a short field to make some plays and give him a chance to actually go out there and show people what he can do.
What do you make of Kingsbury's offense? Because I'll admit I'm no X's and O's guy, and it seems like, but that offense was pretty friggin' boring. I didn't see any creativity. Ooh. And Jaden, God bless Jaden, he made the game exciting for me. But like, I don't know, man. Can he scheme guys open? You can say what you want about Jay as a head coach. Jay schemed guys open. Can he scheme guys open?
Oh, most definitely can scheme guys open. But like I said, you're going on the road with a rookie quarterback. You really want to run high tempo. You really want to speed up the pace, but you can't because of the crowd noise. You really want to do some things that you can't, not just put it all on this play at one time, which I understand that. This offense has to grow. You won't see the complete offense maybe the week 10 or week 11. So in that way, you have to be patient with the quarterback like you got to be patient with the offensive coordinator. Putting too much on his plate is paralyzing him also. So I thought game plan, I thought was good. I just thought, you know, the one thing I really thought, like, J Terry would be one of those guys that they'll go to early and often, but I also know why they didn't do that, because forcing the ball to Terry also gives them a chance to turn the ball over, which James Daniels did not turn the ball over yesterday. But I don't know if y'all waiting on all this pizzazz and stuff, but we on the life clock of James Daniels. That's all they care about. We're not going to throw everything in his lap
right.
in week one. It's impossible.
Right. I do believe that. I do believe Cliff's idea, and they talked about it. I'm sure they talked about it in the meetings with the broadcasters, was to break him in slowly.
Yes. Yes. You have to do that with a quarterback. I'm sorry. You have to spoon feed him. You know what? I think C.J. Stroud has just he's messed everything up. He thinks everybody thinks rookie's going to come in and do a C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is in the matrix. He was an anomaly. He's Neo. Like, it was only one of him. Nobody else has came into the NFL and done what he did. So it's one of them things we have to be patient, but we're not used to quarterbacks. Right? Watch the franchise. We're not used to quarterbacks, and we're not used to nurturing them. The one thing about Green Bay knows how to nurture and develop a quarterback. We need to start to take from them and understand if you don't have patience, you don't have a chance.
I got to go back to your Forbes analysis because I can't even remember what you said. Why is he
defended him.
I know. Why is he good? What does he do well? Why is there a future for him? What is he good at?
He's good at basically getting the ball back. He's a ball magnet, all right? I know he hasn't been doing that. The one thing I can equate to this to is having the yips in baseball. Just because I can't hit the ball in June don't mean I can't come back and hit the ball in August. It's one of them things where he's one play away from getting his swag back. He's one interception away from being what we want him to be. You know, when things start to avalanche on you, especially at the cornerback position, especially when you're telling me I'm going to go into a game, and that's what I think he needs to really figure out, what he's going to give and what he's going to take. Because when you go out there and you're playing against some of the best athletes in the world and you're doing your job going backwards, you need to understand you cannot stop the whole route tree. But I can stop what you really want to do. And I think that's what he needs to get better at. But he's never really out of place. The one thing he's not doing that he did in college at a high level is finishing plays. If he starts to finish his plays, he will be everything he wanted to be. But right now, he's the one that everybody's sucking on. When I don't think St. Just didn't play well yesterday, it's a lot of corners and a lot of safeties did not play well yesterday.
All right, Fred, you make good points about how this is a building process. Okay, but you know how Commanders fans are. They, you know, they hear this hype in preseason about Daniels. They see what he did, and even though he was only on the field 5 minutes, and they think, all right, we can compete for a division or a wild card. But I get it. It's a building process. I think you have to judge not only Daniels but the entire coaching staff in year three. That's the blueprint. That's the window for me. But this week you're playing a bad team. All right. Daniel Jones is not good. He's proven that over the last 4 years. The Giants were embarrassed yesterday. Their coach is on the hot seat. Their GM's on the hot seat. So what do you think will change offensively for Washington? Because you can't just run Daniels 16 times a game.
No, you won't. But you also will be playing at home for the first time of the year. So that when he's on the field, he won't have to deal with the crowd noise. You can't put more install and more things into the playbook. And like you say, well, I can say this. The Giants are not a great team, but Daniel Jones seems to play well at FedEx Field. So that scares me in a way to the point that he's so damn comfortable that he's not worried about anything. So that's the first thing we need to change. We need to make Daniel Jones uncomfortable. And this is the measuring stick, not the playoff team. It's can you win in a division? Can we get over this giant slump? And can we get over this giant hump that we haven't been able to get over for years? So, yes, this is the marriage stick, but don't forget, they do have Dexter Lawrence and Thibodeau and Brian Burns. So this offensive line will be tested when it comes to the pass rush. But if you really want to tire those guys out, then you don't have to go vertical. You need to beat them horizontally and make them run and chase until you tire them out and then run the ball at them. So I think they'll have a unique game plan for the Giants. But also, this is the real measuring stick, if you ask me. Can you win inside the division? Are you going to get over that hump? And can you beat a team that most people would say you're supposed to beat?
All right, Fred, good stuff. Always fun talking to you.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
That's
thank
Fred you, Smootie.
Smoot coming up next. Give you a chance to win some tickets to HF Festival. And we have our Honda Huddle here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.